Blog Talk Radio.
The addresses of the people.
The gate.
That's lying.
That's the commandment. In the name of Jesus, my soul.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you meet every need. You said you would supply. And God, we know it is so. Now bless.
Yes, Lord.
Bless those who are down and lift them up. Bless those who are out and bring them in. In the name of Jesus. We just love you and praise you for everything. Bless. In the name of Jesus. Glory of God, we ask it. And we thank you over again and again.
Thank God. Amen. Oh, my soul for yes, to my Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you, Sister Gina. God bless you so much this morning. First and foremost, giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, God the Father, the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. He is truly moving in this medium ministry and this avenue. We thank God for each and every one of you, honoring God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, as well as each and every one of you. I am Pastor Kevin Strotter from the GMAP Broadcast Network and Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. We just simply want to thank God this morning once again for allowing us this opportunity to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line right here on the GMAP Broadcast Network every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We thank God for you. We ask that each and every one of you take time out. Stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one, .com. Stop by, sign up, be a friend, be a member, be blessed, and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. We'll turn it over to Ambassador Hagen at this time. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Strotter. We do honor the presence of the Lord today. We thank God, amen, for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to Deaconess, Sister Gina, and all of you, all the staff, and to everybody who's listening worldwide. I am
the host has joined the conference.
And, we can be heard literally all over countries. We are the largest social talk show in the world, and there are 42 plus more listeners all around the world, and you can access us. We're here live in the studio. And for those of you who want to reach us, you can do so simply by dialing 347-934-0207. God bless you, and back to you, Dr. Johnson.
I bless you. Ambassador Hagen, bless you. Amen. I think you meant to say 42 million. Amen. God bless you. So much.
Yes, sir. That's exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome, everybody. I'm all over the world. Amen. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Amen. We're in the midst of a new awakening. And God is awakening our country and the world to praise everywhere. We used to be a give me, give me, give me, give me, give me nation. give me world. But God, this blessing will become a thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a spiritual shift in the atmosphere. All over the world, people are beginning to thank God even more than ever before. I saw this in a vision. I saw stadiums packed with people praising God on a level like never before. So, it shall be so. God bless you. Welcome all of you across the nation. This is Georgia Day. Amen. Ambassador Hagan has worked hard, and I want to apologize to her many times. I've been so inundated with things, and I've missed it sometimes, but today we got it. Amen. I want to welcome all the people from Georgia. Please forgive me. So much on me, so many things on me, and so many ways I'm stretched. So I'm down here in Kentucky today. Thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer, who's been such a wonderful hostess, and Brother Pete, who has been blessing me so. Amen, both of them. And cooked and just been treating me like a king. I appreciate it so very much. Ambassador Hagan, the line is open to you. Just take as long as you want. Take the whole hour. God bless you. This is Georgia Day, and we salute you as a tremendous ambassador. You and Bishop Hagan, please give him our regards. We're looking for him at the convention. And God bless you and you. The line is open to you, Ambassador Hagan.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson. And once again, oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. We do bring greetings. Amen. And we do honor again our international ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. And we do honor again our international first lady, Lady Betty Johnson. Amen. To our mother to the nation, Mother Adley Johnson. We thank God, amen, for Deaconess Gina, who certainly introduced us to this great move of God. And we thank God for all of our staff who are with us today, Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Stern, Pastor Strotter, Pastor Williams. My, y'all got to help me out. I don't want to miss anybody. Dr. Lacey. Yes, prophetess. Yes, yes. My. And to every one of you, you're very special in your own way, and we just love you all, and we salute you in the name of the Lord. And we thank God for our family, the first family, for all of those who are joining us by the blog and GMAP. We do appreciate you, GMAP. You've been there from the beginning, and we thank God for you doing a great work, and to all who are here. We thank God for this opportunity for Georgia Day. And we want to, first of all, test the lines and see who all are here with us for Georgia. Amen. If you are here representing from Georgia, we want you to just take the microphone and just shout hallelujah. All the Georgians, if you are here, shout hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Well, glory, glory. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And who else do we have? Those of you who may be joining us from the way of the blog or some other country, don't be afraid. Just come off of mute. I understand some of you said that the you were blocked, you were muted from speaking. But just know if you're there, the Lord will make a way for you to come through. I believe I heard Pastor Williams' voice. Pastor Williams, you're there? Wonderful.
I am.
Good.
I am.
Well, we want you to come, Pastor Williams, and represent in your own way. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise as Pastor Williams come and represent in his way. Then we have other representatives coming. At this time, we yield the floor for you, Pastor Williams.
Choice blessings to Dr. and Lady Betty, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty Johnson, Mother Johnson. Choice blessings to all of you, the Lord's children. I praise God for you and where the Lord is taking you. I praise God for the Billion Praise Convention coming up. And I praise God for all of the exciting things that will fall through, that will take place in it, amen, and what God is doing in this season. I thank God for my life. I thank God for everyone who are on, amen, First Fruit prayer line early in the morning. God bless all of you, the Lord's children.
a quick word came to my mind, and while Lady Hagen was talking, and it starts off as this. It says, "And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha," this is in the 6th chapter of 2 Kings, "the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan. Take this, every man a beam. Let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was falling a beam, the axe had fell into the water. He cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. The man of God said, where fell it? He showed him the place, and he cut down a stick, cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, take it up to thee, and he put out his hand and took it." Oftentimes, we go through life and we lose our axe head. Maybe your marriage was an axe head. Maybe your relationship with God was an axe head. The things you love, maybe your finances was an axe head. Relationships, axe head. Things, axe head. Whatever it is, whatever you've had, whatever you possessed, a thing was an axe head. And it was borrowed. It was only for a borrowed time, just as your life, your very life, it doesn't really belong to you, it belongs to God. Your life, too, is borrowed. And you know that you're going to have to give that borrowed thing back. This man knew that his axe was borrowed. He knew that. And it pained him that when his axe had fell into the water, he knew he would have to give it back in the same shape or even a better condition than it was when he received it. So it pained him. He cried out, for it was borrowed. It was borrowed. How many of us know that the thing you're going through is borrowed? Your life, borrowed. Borrowed. Borrowed for a time. Why you're sojourning through this land is borrowed. That marriage, borrowed. Maybe you've been married for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. It's borrowed. It's a borrowed time that you're on. It's borrowed. The thing is, sometimes in life, that thing we borrow, that thing we're dealing with, it falls off into the water. Glory to God. And look like we're left standing only with a handle. We don't have nothing else, only a handle. Good God Almighty. What I want you to walk away from today is knowing that God is going to make that thing to surface. He's going to make it swim again. He's going to make it surface to the top. No matter how it looks, it will swim again. But here's the thing. When it swam, you must posture yourself. You must position yourself to be able to reach out and grab it. You have got to come to a place in your life that you're ready, that whenever it comes, you're ready to reach out and grab it. You're leaning, you're digging in, you're ready. You're at that point that you can grab it because it's going to come back. It's going to come. It's going to come. I was listening to a testimony of a man named Henry Fernandez, a very prominent man there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And he have about, I don't know, probably about 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 people that attend his church. He says a few years ago when he started the work that he was doing, he said it was a nice convention center that he went to. And when I heard his testimony, it kind of made me think of Dr. Johnson. He went to this place. He said he spent $150,000 in advertising and marketing to put on this conference. When he put on the conference, he was looking to pack the house with at least 10,000 people, upper level, down, and a bottom level. He was looking at least 10,000 people to show. But he said only 300 showed up. He said it bothered him. He told the Lord, Lord, I will never, ever do this again. You told me to put on this conference. I put it on. And now only 300 people are going to show. it seemed as if this man's axe head had fallen into the water. He said it would never happen again. And when he got up off his knee, God whispered in his spirit and said, do it again. He said, what? He said, do it again. Jesus. Oh, God. The man said he didn't know what to do, but he trusts God. And he did it again. And the same place where he failed is the same place where he's at today, packing the house every Sunday, and now it belongs to him. When I thought about that, I thought about that convention center and how we were in that place, and all it takes is a little faith, a little more than what we're producing right now, that the same place where we were at, same place where it struck Dr. Johnson's heart, at the same place where the expectation that we had at one time did not produce the fruit we were looking for. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I know God is whispering, do it again. And perhaps the next time we do it, hallelujah, it may be that God wants to just give us, not allow us to rent, give us, not allow us to borrow, give us the whole facility. You never know. When God does a shift, he does a great shift. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, God know how to turn the thing around. The man say, the Lord told him and to go in and offer the people. They were coming up to sell the place for $20 million. He said God told him to offer them seven. He went in and said, listen, I want to buy this place. And it says, how much? He said, I got $7,000. They hung up on him. Said, no, get up. No, we can't do that. He left, and the Lord said, go back again. Offer them $7 million. He went, offered them $7 million. Hallelujah. And they turned him down. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When they turned him down, he felt as if his axe head had fallen into the water. Thank you, Lord Jesus, the good God Almighty. Each time they turned him down, he offered them $7 million. But all of a sudden, you remember when the bubble burst, and everybody went through a financial decline. And when the bubble burst, they didn't know what to do, and they thought they had a good sale. And all of a sudden, the people came looking for him, and they started looking for him when he didn't even have the $7 million. They was looking for him then, said, listen, listen, listen. Do you still want to buy the place? Do you still want to buy? Before he could say anything, he said, yes, I want to buy it. But then he realized, after he said, I want to buy it, he realized he didn't have the money to buy it. Then he'd already put it in another thing. God say, sign the paper. Have them. They wrote up the paper, signed the paper, looking for the million. He said, I don't have it. But at the time, he'd already entered the contract, so they had to work on his terms. Hallelujah. You need to read his story. They work on his terms. But the same thing that they wanted for it, he didn't give them that. He gave them less than it. Now he has the whole, not only block, there's about three or four blocks with a whole big convention-like center on that thing. Man, I'm telling you, you do not, never underestimate the abilities of God. Never underestimate it, what God is about to do in your life. Listen, you're not just coming to these lines praying every day, having a testimony service every morning, and then just to have someone to pray over you, and then you go about your business. That's not the purpose of these lines. When you're on these lines, God is doing a shift in your life. He's about to elevate you and take you to another place in him. You cannot just settle for just doing things in a mediocre way. My God, God has already birthed a shift in you. He has birthed a turnaround in you. I don't care where you are. You can be in Connecticut, New York, Kansas, Idaho, wherever you're hailing us from. You can be over there with Dr. Stern in Chicago. I don't care where you're from. God is already doing a shifting in your life. You may think, I'm sick. I need somebody to pray with me. Pray for me. I'm sick. I'm not doing well. Baby, that's only because your axe head has fallen into the water, but it's time to throw in the stick. Hallelujah. Where's that? Hallelujah. Throw in the stick because it's going to swim again. But when it swim again, you've got to have yourself already in a posture that you reach out and take it. God's not going to put everything in your hand, but God will allow that thing to surface. You better hear me, somebody. God may not put that thing in your hand, but he will allow it to surface. But when it surfaces, that's the time you got to jump in. You have to already posture yourself that you can just reach out and grab it and take it into your bosom, because your turnaround is here. Your turnaround is upon you. Your turnaround is now. Don't ever underestimate the movement of God. Don't ever underestimate what God is doing in this season. It's not about your wits. And when you're trying to do it according to your own wits and your own will, you're going to miss God. But when you stop what you're doing and trust God, hear his voice first and trust him. Hear what he's saying and trust him. God will do a cataclysmic shift in the atmosphere. You'll turn things around. Now, I know what I'm saying. You may not understand it, but the same place where we dwelled before was a little too small for us. Somebody didn't hear that. The same place where we dwelled before was a little too small for us. It's time for a cataclysmic shift. But in the cataclysmic shift, you're going to need to trust God. God is not going to deal with all of your visions, but he's going to deal with the visionary of this line. And if you have the faith to believe it, God will give it. You better hear me, somebody. If you have the faith to believe it, God will give it. It's your faith that moves God. It's not what you say, not what you do, not how you look, not how you dress, but it's your faith that moves God. When he returns, will he find faith on the earth? When he returns, God is returning every moment, every day, every second, every hour. He is returning. But when he returns, will he find faith on the earth? You can cause your faith right now to say, okay, devil, so my axe head has fallen into the water, and I've missed the move, and it damaged me. It hurt me. It pained me. It pained me. Well, that's when you can say, I'm going to stand on God. Just the devil tried to take over and the devil tried to take from me. You know what, devil? I'm not settling for nothing less. God, give me the property. Give me the building. I don't care what they're doing right now. It's a convention center. I don't care. Give it to me. Grant it to me. What will you do with it? Oh, I can think of many things that we could do with it. Give it to me. Billion Praise Convention Center. You don't hear me, somebody. Not renting it. God make your head and not the tail. He's the lender, not the borrower. You can rent it out. You can rent it out on different occasions for other people. You make the money. You're the one that's renting it out. But listen, sometimes God will have you to come back to that place right where you was hurt, right where you was damaged, right where you felt so vulnerable. And you just felt, Lord, this is the worst shame I've ever felt in my entire life. God, take that shame. He take that hurt. He take that same thing that damaged you to buff you, to polish you, to shine you. Oh, glory to God. And guess what? He's going to bring you right back to that place because it will. Oh, Shabbatah. Kaderotereando. It will surface again. It will surface. It will surface. It will surface again. Understand that. Grab it, somebody. Yes, it will surface again. That place where we were, it will surface again. I don't even remember the name of it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, where we were. Not at Pastor's Church, not at Dr. Johnson's Church, but the place, Overland Park, will surface again, people. But when it surfaces again, be in position to grab it. You better hear that. I'm not talking James William jargons. I'm not talking fleshly jargons, but I reach back in the name of Jesus. It will surface again. And when it surfaces, be in position to grab it because it will surface. It will surface. And when it surfaces, you can either do one or two things. You can seize your opportunity, or you can miss your opportunity. I'm saying this to everybody. There's something that you've had that has fallen off your handle. It is the axe. It has fallen into the water. But guess what? If you trust God, God will allow that thing to surface again. And when it surfaces again, you can recover it. He may not put it directly in your hand, but he will cause it to swim again. He will cause it to swim again in your... Sometimes you may have to step out and wade in the water. Sometimes you may just be able to just see it. But when you see it, you've got to do the next thing to reach out and get it. It's going to come back. That thing that hurted you, that thing that violated you, that thing that left you vulnerable, it will surface again. Reach out and get it. Reach out and get it. Oh, my God. If you receive this thing, if you receive this into your bosom this morning, you can receive a turnaround. I don't know what it is that you've lost. I don't know what it is that fell off your handle. Hallelujah. But the axe is not complete if the head is gone. But God is going to turn that thing around. I don't care what it is. He's going to turn it around. Trust God. Lady Hagin is back in the house. Dr. Johnson, love you. Mother Betty, love you. Mother Johnson, love you. All of you. First fruit, life, love. I love you. Can't do nothing about it. I just love you. God bless you. Have a great day.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Williams. And we thank God for Pastor Williams and what a great word. Thank you so much. And as you can see, Pastor Williams certainly got fired up at the Million Praise Convention that was held in Overland Park, and he's still fired up, and I'll tell you, that's great to see products from the work that is that the Lord is doing. So we applaud the Lord today for what he's doing. Hallelujah. This time, never mind that. That's our warning to go to a commercial break. But at this time, I'll tell you, with the Holy Ghost all in the midst, hallelujah. I'm going to ask Deaconess Sister Gina if she'd come at this time while I take this commercial break. Amen. And open the lines for our praise reports at this time. Deaconess Gina, could you do that for me, please? I need to take this commercial break. God bless. We love you all. In your hands, Sister Gina.
God bless you, Ambassador Hagin. And we thank you so much.